But you get a good female secretary, and well, there's not any particular relationship with the boss, maybe. Of course,
yes.
I imagine in a lot of cases there is, though.
I'm satisfied occasionally that there is. I wouldn't know. I never followed that line of
strategy. Yeah,
no,
well, I never had one, doggone it. If we're going to talk about nationalities, we'd say we're not Canadians and we're not Mexicans, we're...
Natives.
Native what?
We're Americans.
Uh-huh. Any special terms for Negroes? Or what's the general term?
General terms of colored people, I think.
Until you get mad at them?
Yeah, and then call them a nigger.
Yeah. It's interesting to hear them talk about each other, isn't it?
Yeah.
That nigger.
That nigger, they sure don't mind to call one another nigger. But they don't much like the white people call them a nigger.
No.
I don't know why.
Huh? It's funny. Are there any people here of other nationalities?
Yeah, there's a few Germans here. And there's a few different nationalities.
Any special terms for these people when you get mad at them?
No, nothing but the Japanese and them Japs.
Yeah. Are they in here?
We don't have any Japs around here that I know of, right around in this part of the country.
Oh, they're farming fools. My gosh.
Oh, they're working rascals.
Out in California before the war, and those poor people out there really got a raw deal.
Yeah.
I believe they did too.
Some of them were just as loyal and just as honest.
Uh-huh.
And yet they had farms that they'd owned for years and years and years. And these people worked hard on those and
mm-hmm.
kept them up. Practiced soil conservation. They had a Japanese fishing fleet. Well, they were American citizens. But they had their own fishing boats.
Yeah.
Well, the government confiscated all these things. Heard of one case where a fellow bought a fully equipped fishing boat for $7,000, and it would have cost him $45,000 then if he bought it on the open market.
Mm-hmm.
And the land was taken and sold. And
oh, that's bad. Well, it's just sort of dog eat dog. They done us that way, and we thought we had to do them that way, but
yeah.
It was right.
Yeah, but the thing is, this was us. This was
private. This was us. We shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, my country.
It wasn't
she
right.
May she ever be right, but
mm-hmm.
right or wrong, still my country.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we look at it.
Mm-hmm. But again, this was part of our country. These were our countrymen.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there were a lot of them, I imagine, who did
yeah.
still have ties with the homeland.
Oh yeah, I guess they did. And they're pretty shrewd people.
Yeah, hard working. As you say, shrewd.
They're very shrewd.
But they live in...
And they're crafty.
Yeah.
As a people, I think they're just pretty crafty there.
Some of them. Now, those that I knew were always pretty honest and straightforward.
Yeah. Well, they possibly would be if they'd have been here for years,
yeah.
you know. But you take the old natives from there.
Yeah, these are third and fourth generation
yeah.
kids.
Yeah, they'd been educated up to, like we like for people to be educated
mm-hmm.
here. Of course, we don't near get all of them educated that way.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't take to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like we would like, as America, to have Americans to act, to be educated to act like Americans.
Yeah. Well, they live in the
And they was pretty conscientious in that. Possibly they're taking to it better than some of our American-born
uh-huh.
people.
But, the Japanese nation was, as you say, the damn Japs.
Yeah.
I went to England myself. I was rather glad for it, but I was a little disturbed that I was going to fight the Germans.
Yeah.
It's